When you follow the trail down Union Street, across from the Holocaust Memorial, onto Marshall Street. At 10 Marshall Street is the Ebenezer Hancock House. This is the only building in Boston that is associated with John Hancock, famous for his signature at the bottom of the Declaration of Independence. Built in 1767, the building was once home to Ebenezer Hancock, who was John's brother and who also served as paymaster general for the Continental Army during the Revolutionary War. Across the way from Ebenezer Hancock House is the Boston Stone, which is embedded in the base of the building. The stone was brought to Boston from England in the 1700s and was used for many years as starting point for surveyors. The Freedom Trail then crosses Rose Kennedy Greenway. The Greenway is a series of parks which run through several neighborhoods in Boston. It was created as a result of the Big Dig, which was a 16-year construction project. The Big Dig called for the demolition of the John F. Kennedy Expressway, which had run on an elevated bridge throughout the city, and it developed an underground highway, Route 93, which now runs beneath the park. Named for the family's matriarch, her son, Senator Edward Kennedy, played an important role in creating the Rose Kennedy Greenway. The Freedom Trail crosses Cross Street, and standing on the corner is Tony DeMarco, the 1955 World Welterweight Champion and North End native, born Leonardo Leota. He jumped into the ring as a professional at the age of 16, using his friend's birth certificate, Tony DeMarco. Leota fought under the name for the rest of his career. Notice the street name for him in the neighborhood he grew up in, which crosses Hanover Street. You are now walking through the oldest neighborhood in Boston, established in 1630, and where many of the first Puritans arrived in Boston and made their home. The trail winds down Richmond Street to North Square to our next stop, the Paul Revere House.